From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New protests are erupting across the United States at this hour to President Trump's controversial travel ban as Mr. Trump criticizes a federal judge's decision to temporarily block his executive order, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous and vowing to have it overturned. Bob Bergeson is the attorney general in Washington state, where the ruling originated.
For a nation of laws, folks may not every may like this decision. I'm certain the president will not like this decision. But it is his job, it is his responsibility, it is his obligation as our president to honor it, and I'll make sure he does.
An executive order by an official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the country and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. Iran is conducting missile and radar tests Saturday, a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test this past week. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force was conducting air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. The TV channel added that Iran's Vice President Ishaq Jahangiri denounced recent U.S. accusations against Tehran, insisting the Iranian people do not take them seriously. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more news, you can join us at our website, that is voanews.com. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department